Good afternoon. A round of precipitation is moving through interior New York and New England, mainly a mixture of rain and snow showers. Some places seeing temperatures struggling to get above 32, and we do have some pockets of freezing rain and drizzle, which would cause some slippery travel. Otherwise, some wet snow may add up, especially on the already deep snowpack, and across some of the higher terrain, we may get as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow. Although accumulations in the valleys may stay at a minimum, with the temperatures eventually getting into the middle and upper 30s. A southerly wind flow will shift around to the west as the frontal system responsible for the precipitation pushes through the region, and we begin a drying trend through the evening hours. The disturbance will continue to track off the eastern seaboard, leaving us with a clearing trend overnight. As that wind kicks in out of the west and becomes gusty, temperatures will drop back into the teens and lower to mid-20s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow. We'll enjoy plenty of sunshine, then clouds will roll in the second half of the day, but it'll be a dry day with above-normal temperatures as highs reach up into the lower 40s. This is in advance of the next storm system, which will deepen and take a track through the Great Lakes into southern parts of Canada. On this track, a strong southerly wind flow will develop Thursday night and into the day on Friday, pushing temperatures on Friday afternoon way up into the 40s to near 50 degrees. We'll also have a round of rain to contend with, and it could be heavy at times as the front associated with this storm system punches through the region during the middle part of the day. Cooler air will begin to flow in behind this front on Friday evening and overnight, and a drying trend will begin leading us into the weekend. So on Saturday, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, not quite as mild, but still in the lower 40s. And on Sunday, another disturbance will pass through with a chance of snow showers and highs back into the mid-30s. Behind this system, even colder air will start to move in for the beginning of next week, with scattered snow showers and a gusty wind on Monday. We'll be back into the middle 20s, and more snow showers possible on Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across southeastern Kansas, northeastern Oklahoma, and southwestern Missouri. Southerly surface winds will rapidly transport moisture-laden air into Oklahoma by late afternoon with a 50-knot low-level jet stream. Destabilization will increase through the day, and thunderstorms are expected to form over southeastern Kansas and northeastern Oklahoma near an advancing warm front. With cool temperatures aloft and ample deep-layer shear, hail is likely. As the next storm ejects out of the southern plains toward the Great Lakes, colder air in place over the upper Midwest will set the stage for heavy snow tomorrow and tomorrow night. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued in most of eastern Minnesota, including Minneapolis, and western Wisconsin, including Madison, for as much as 8 to 12 inches of snow. Winds at times will gust up to 45 miles per hour in some areas, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow with low visibility. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Stockton, Texas, to a low of 22 below zero at Churchill Dam and Van Buren, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain showers in the lower to mid-40s, Boston rain and snow showers in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo a few rain showers with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1981, and the record low, 7 below zero in 1878. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:32 p.m., 10 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Clearing tonight with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. Clearing tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, rain, and snow showers today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Clearing tonight with lows in the mid-20s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, lower 40s, rain, breezy but mild on Friday, upper 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Saturday, a few snow showers Sunday in the mid-30s, snow showers Monday in the mid-20s, and more snow showers Tuesday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.